Hi everyone, welcome back to An Ordinary View with PJ. Now, what's it about murder mysteries that always spikes our interest? Whether it's a novel that we are reading or a movie that we are seeing. If there's a murder, a crime, then we're all looking forward to finding out who did it and why. And if it's in a classical whodunit mode, where the detective goes through one suspect after the other to find the answer, then it gets all the more intriguing. Agatha Christie is famous for whodunit with Hercule Poirot as a detective. And that template has been used well by some of the filmmakers. Well, I have a movie which is in a classical whodunit mode called Murder Mubarak, which is streaming on Netflix. The movie is based on the novel Club You to Death by Anuja Chauhan, who has also collaborated with the director Homi Adjania in making this movie. Now, Homi Adjania is a director that we have all enjoyed in his work called Being Cyrus or Cocktail. He also recently made a series called Saas Bahu or Flamingo. Well, he's a slightly different kind of filmmaker. He's a little quirky. So you need to get used to his style of filmmaking. Well, here is my review of Murder Mubarak on Netflix by Homi Adjania. Murder Mubarak has an ensemble star cast led by the evergreen Pankaj Tripathi, who plays the central character of ACP Bhavani Singh, who is called in to solve the murder that has happened of the gym trainer played by Ashin Gulati in this club called the Royal Club of Delhi. And then there are other patrons in the club, all of whom are possible suspects and have a possible motive to kill him. There is Sara Ali Khan, who plays a young widow. There is Vijay Verma, who is her childhood friend and possibly lover. There is Tiska Chopra, who is a socialite who can't stop talking. There is Sanjay Kapoor, who is from the royal lineage and is living on his past royal glory. There is Karishma Kapoor, nice to see her on screen after a long time, playing an actress who is interested in taking over the presidentship of the club. And then there is Dimple Kapadia, an eccentric lady who loves drinking beetroot vodka and make sculptures that she gives to other patrons of the club. So this is the entire classical whodunit group, where everyone has a motive to kill the gym trainer, and now it's up to Bhavani Singh, played by Pankaj Tripathi, to find out who it is and why. Now the movie starts off slowly. Like I said, Homi Adjania has a very quirky way of making films, so it takes getting used to his style. I would say the initial 30 minutes or 40 minutes, you will possibly feel a little disengaged, not knowing what's really happening. There are too many characters, each character gets introduced, and there is not much that happens from the story point of view. So you start feeling a little impatient as to where are we all heading. But then as the movie settles down, thereafter it gets very interesting and intriguing as the story develops, and multiple twists and turns start coming into the story. As the mystery unravels, there are skeletons that each one of those characters have that come tumbling out, and that makes the movie all the more interesting. It's a classical whodunit where in the end the mystery unravels, and there's a mystery on mystery that you will get to know towards the end of the movie. In terms of performances, the heart and soul of the movie is Pankaj Tripathi. Natural, fluent performance as you expect from him. And how he uses his sidekick Priyank Tiwari makes it a little humorous, and you'll get always chuckle when he gives references of his sidekick in giving out messages to the patrons. In terms of the support cast, Sara Ali Khan and Vijay Verma have the meatiest of the roles, and both of them are competent. Sara Ali Khan is a young widow trying to figure out and trying to help the detective in finding out the right answers, makes it interesting, but then there are obviously twists and turns that you'll come to know as the story develops. And Vijay Verma, as a silent admirer of Sara Ali Khan, but then obviously he has certain background of his own, makes his performance also pretty good. Tiska Chopra, Dimple Kapadia and Karishma Kapoor don't have much to do. They have competent performances, but the most disappointing was Karishma Kapoor. I think she has perhaps the most limited of the roles in the movie as an actress who wants who aspires to be the president of the club. I was expecting a lot more to come from her character in the movie. The supporting cast of Asim Gulati, Priyank Tiwari, and Brijendra Kalra and all the other guys is pretty decent. They keep you engaged with their performance. Overall, I would say it's an intriguing murder mystery. It's slow, so it'll take a little patience from you to sit through it. But then these are typical Agatha Christie type movies where the story takes time to build up. The performances will keep you engaged. And like I said, it's the latter half of the movie that gets really interesting and binds you. Whereas it'll take a little patience from you in the beginning to sit through it. Overall, a decent watch. So if you're in the mood of a classical whodunit murder mystery, then do go check out Murder Mubarak on Netflix. So here we come to an end of this episode of An Ordinary View with PJ. Thank you for subscribing to my channel and supporting the reviews. I look forward to bring more interesting reviews for all of you in the future. If you do want to listen this episode as a podcast, then I'll be publishing it on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Do take good care of yourselves. Till next time, bye-bye.